Okay, so if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Luke 17? And I'm going to start right in this part of the worship service. Luke 17. And here's a passage. It's about 10 lepers. Probably familiar with it, but I would like to talk about it in terms of Thanksgiving. So we're going to start at verse 11. I see some Bible pages still flipping. Luke 17 and verse 11. And I'm going to start here. Ready? And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, the he hears being Jesus Christ, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Okay, I'm going to stop here for a second and try to explain the Old Testament law. If you go back into Leviticus, what was supposed to happen is if someone had leprosy, they were quarantined. They were not allowed to live within the city walls. So when it says they came up to Jesus, they stood at a distance. If they got too close, the Jews at that time would have yelled, leper, leper, unclean, unclean, get away. So they were keeping their distance, and they said, Lord, have mercy, and they were shouting from a distance. And then he said, go to the priest and show yourself to the priest. Well, back in the Old Testament and Leviticus also, if for some reason you were miraculously clean from leprosy, you had to go to the priest, and he would look at your skin. And he'd have to say, yeah, it looks like it's getting better. I'll tell you what, I want you to shave all your hair on your whole body, take those clothes, throw them away, wash them, take a bath, and come back in 7 days. And if you're still better, we're going to let you move back into the city, and you can live in your homes and do that. So it was very meticulous. So that's what Jesus said. Go show yourself to the priest. So they turned around, and they started running to the priest. And as they were running to the priest, they're looking at their skin, and it was getting healed. And they were getting really, really excited because the leprosy, not only is it ugly, but it's very uncomfortable too. But not only is it uncomfortable, can you imagine not being able to sleep in the same bedroom as your wife or living at the same house or hugging your children or hugging your grandchildren? That'd be the toughest thing at all. So they got really excited. So they're running to themselves, showing to the priest according to the Old Testament law. Let's keep on going. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, this is Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith had made thee whole. Think about that last second for a second. It says, thy faith made thee whole. Weren't the other 9 healed too? Yeah? So what exactly did the faith do? What exactly did the faith heal? Does it make sense? All 10 were clean, but only one turned back to say thank you. And he says to the one that says thank you, thy faith hath made thee whole. Was there something above and beyond the skin? I think so. We're going to look at several verses talking about Thanksgiving. It finds out that Thanksgiving is just not a reaction. It's something that's commanded. Amen? Okay. So, when Dad gives you a birthday present, it's not owed. Say thank you. When Dad picks you up after a cross-country meet, say thank you. When Dad or Mom cooks you a meal, say thank you. That's what's expected. That's what's commanded. It's just not emotion. Well, I'll say thank you if it tasted good. I'll say thank you if it was something I liked. She cooked what I liked. No, we're supposed to give thanks in all things, and that's what we're going to look at. So ultimately, there's a day that we celebrate once a year. We call it Thanksgiving. And if you think about when the first Thanksgiving was instituted, it was a bunch of pilgrims, a bunch of people that the prior year, a lot of them got wiped out and were killed. And the second year went around, and you know what? They actually had enough food to make it through the winter. And they stopped and they said, time out, at the end of this harvest, we're going to praise God and we're going to give him thanks. And we do very little of that in our country anymore, okay? Today is one of the things that just grinds me the most is when say, Happy Turkey Day. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. It does. I just smile and go, Happy Thanksgiving to you too. And that, because I want to glorify God. But the problem is we're only not supposed to do it one day out of the year, are we? We're supposed to do it continuously, okay? So that's the passage. Let's look at some scripture. Thanksgiving is something happy people share. It's something that's natural, okay? Here's a couple verses in Psalms. Psalm 18, 48 and 49. He delivered me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. I know it's really hard for us that we're in America, but do you realize what a privilege we have simply to come together and publicly worship? You know, if we're behind the Iron Curtain, that would not happen. If we were in a Middle Eastern country, most Middle Eastern countries, we could not do what we're doing now without being killed, or at least thrown in jail and then killed later on. We have an incredible privilege of being able to worship in the country we live and worship freely. When was the last time you really gave thanks and say, God, thank you for this ability? I can actually walk down the road and tote my Bible under my hand and not have to hide. We can actually get together, and when the authorities come busting in, we don't have to say, it's Brother Richard's birthday. Amen? That's a tremendous privilege, okay? Well, this is what David was saying when he wrote this. He says, you know what? You keep me safe, Lord, and I want to thank you for it. I just want to sing it from the rooftop. Psalm 30 in verse 10 through 12. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Uh-oh. Brother Dolph said he's going to be different. You think we're going to be no, we're not going to dance today. Okay? But David was so happy, he just exploded in dance. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that thou, that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Lord, you've been so good to me, I just can't shut up. I just can't be quiet. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. You know, it's funny. The Bible says, except you be as these little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. It's really funny because when my kids were really, really little, they used to give thanks for the funniest things. One of my favorites is, and I can't, was this, Deborah, you got to help me, was this Lincoln or was it Reed? Lord, thank you for my bones. Because if I didn't have bones, I'd just blob and be there. Okay? That was sincere words out of like a four-year-old. Do we do that kind of thing? Which one was it? It was Lincoln, okay. The one that went into medicine, okay? He was thinking about bones back then. Lord, thank you for my bones. If I didn't have them, I'd just be there. Lord, thank you for my immune system. Thank you for my heart. Thank you for my eyesight. Thank you for my legs. Thank you for my arms. Thank you for my hands. Thank you for my breath. Thank you for my skin that's not leprosy. Amen? Take our health for granted. And then all of a sudden, you stub your toe in the middle of the night, and every step you take, it's reminded of me. And you go, oh, Lord, why did I have to stub in there? You realize how many good things that you have going for you, right? Okay, Thanksgiving is something happy people do. And you know what? They do it. It's so spontaneously, they just can't be quiet. How happy are you? We're going to try to show our happiness in a couple minutes. Okay, Thanksgiving is what obedient people do. Oh, now, Brother Dolph, you're taking all the fun out of it if you're saying it's a commandment. Well, it is a commandment. It is. It's something God would have us to do. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, giving thanks always for all things. I guess that includes your bones, huh? giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what am I supposed to be thankful for? Guess what? It's more than just your food before you eat. Right? That's a good time to give thanks, but you can do it 24 hours a day. Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, whenever I start off a service, I always say, you know, let's take prayer requests and thanksgivings. And I love it when the thanksgivings outnumber the prayer requests. I love it when that happens. Now, when I'm in my closet, it usually doesn't happen that way. Usually it's like 4-1 the other way. And I hate those times when it's 4-0. But this is what the scripture says. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Lord, I got this tough situation. But Lord, thank you. I'm employed and I can actually have a choice between two jobs. Do you understand? Okay. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know what that means? It's a commandment. Give thanks for everything, for this is God's will. That means this is what he would have us to do. All right? So Thanksgiving is something happy people do. Thanksgiving is also something obedient people do. Let's keep on going. Thanksgiving is how content people respond. Content. Contentment. That's kind of an interesting word, isn't it? Contentment. It's pretty tough to be thankful unless you are content. Isn't that right? If you're always, I want, you're not a very happy person. You ever go to the grocery store and you see that little kid three aisles over? No, you don't see him. You hear him three aisles over, right? I want that toy. I want that candy. And you go, oh, Lord, have mercy on that parent. But then, you know, and then all of a sudden you see the parent cave in and they get the candy bar or the cookie. And guess what happens in about 3 minutes? What? What? They say, thank you, Titus. No, really, I'm glad you're paying attention. You're listening. That's great. You know what happens? They get the candy bar. It goes, they eat it up. And then in just a couple minutes, they see a cookie or they see another toy. I want that. Instead of saying, thank you for the cookie, I really didn't deserve it. I didn't clean up my room this morning. But you gave me a cookie anyway. Thank you so much. No, I want something else. I want something more. Okay? Here it is. Job 1:20-22. Although the word thankfulness is in here, I like this humble attitude because this was after a pretty tremendous trial. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He lost everything he had. And you know what? There was contentment there. He says, you know what? God gave it to me, and he took it away. That's okay. He'll take care of me. He's promised to sustain me, and I'll trust him in that. Let us, for food and clothing, be content therewith, right? Okay. That's another one, Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Continually? That's pretty often, isn't it? Continually. I hate when I look and I think, wow, it's been 3 days since I gave a thanksgiving, right? Continually. That's what the Lord would have us do. It's how content people respond. And I think, okay, if I'm not giving thanks continually, maybe if I'm only doing it occasionally, how content am I? That's even scarier, isn't it? Okay, last thing. Thanksgiving is where repentant people turn. Repentant people turn. First reference, Ephesians 5:3-4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it be not once named among you as become the saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Notice the contrast here. This is the way I used to operate. And then after I stopped and turned towards the Lord, what's the first thing I start doing? I start giving thanks. You know, it's tougher to steal when you're content and you're being thankful for what you have. Committing adultery and lying. A lot of times we lie to put other people down. It's kind of a cheap way of elevating self, isn't it? But if I'm content with where I'm at in life, I'm not going to do that kind of stuff. Contentment will lead to that. So it's the thing people turn to. And then finally, Colossians 3, 15, 16, and 17. Colossians 3, 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Something about singing and giving thanks seems to go together, doesn't it? With singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So those are your commands to give thanks. But you know what? If you're really content, it's not going to have to be a command. And if you're really happy, it's not going to have to be a command. And if you're really repentant and you're turning towards the Lord, it's going to be easy to do. And that's what we ought to be doing. Amen? Finally, one more thing. Paul gave thanks a lot. And what I did is I wrote down some of the things Paul was thankful for, other than before he sat down for a meal. Now, he gave thanks before he sat down for a meal. But these are some of the things Paul gave thanks for. He gave thanks for friends. Romans 16, 4. He gave thanks for the victory we have in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 17. He gave thanks because he knew Christ. He gave thanks to preachers who preached Christ. He gave thanks for fellow believers. He gave thanks for evangelists. Here's the toughest one for all. You reading it? He gave thanks for presidents. You got it? Democrat, Republican, he gave thanks for both of them. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. He gave thanks for both of them. Now, come on, Paul. You're going over the top there. Right? He did. Lord, you've got who we need. And then finally, he gave thanks. Well, not finally, well, two more. He gave thanks for Jesus. And he gave thanks for God's sovereignty. Lord, you're in control of this planet. Man, am I thankful you're in control of this planet. You're in control of who's running this government. You're in control of whether this country needs to be chastened or whether it needs to be blessed right now. You're in charge of whether I need to be chastened or whether I need to be blessed. Lord, thank you for managing it. Thank you for not leaving it up to me. Are you really that thankful? Lord, I'll let you take care of the big things, but I'll take care of the little things. No, I'm glad you're in the little things too, because little things turn into big things and they're real easy to go downhill. Amen? Amen. Very good. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. Let's read about them 10 rascals at the beginning in Luke chapter 17. And then we're going to stop and we're going to pray. We're going to pass the mic and we're just going to give thanks. We're going to praise our Lord and just give thanks. Okay? I don't see anybody shrieking. Okay? I'll even go first. So let's go back to Luke. There it is. Luke 17, verse 11. Let's go. And it came to pass, when he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And one of them, when they heard the gospel, found out that Jesus Christ died for his sins, stopped right there and turned back and gave him thanks. And one of them, when he realized all his sins were paid in full, he stopped and turned back and thanked Christ. And when he realized that all his penalty was put on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, he stopped and turned back and thanked Christ. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole." You may get the physical blessing, but when you turn and you give the thanks, there's a wholeness you have above and beyond getting the piece of candy or the toy or the promotion or the A or the passing grade on your final exam. There's something more when you turn and give thanks. There's a wholeness there that goes above and beyond that. I like to see our body whole today. Amen? Okay. Brother Richard, let's sing the doxology, and we'll get this microphone going, and I'm going to pass it around to heads of households, and we'll go there. Okay? Can you do that?